Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. Yeah, the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. Yeah, the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. Yeah, the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. The
Bye Guys, nigga. Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
Feel it. That is right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday morning, and it is another edition of Bye Guys with Zach and Ian.
Wow. That's the first time I'm seeing that intro, and I'm a bit hard. That was great. That was fantastic. I was just hard at the thought of how uncomfortable it's going to make everyone when they watch it.
Oh, so many people are so bummed. I'm very excited. That picture of that fat lady that looks like me.
Oh, that's not you?
That's not
that
you?
That is literally a fat
Shut
lady
up.
Who looks like me.
No, it isn't.
Who people post.
No.
It's the picture that comes up when you Google me.
No.
Oh,
and it is
God.
A fat lady that looks like me.
That,
and it
that
is
looks
so
like,
funny.
Have you ever seen that picture of the woman sitting in a chair eating a block of cheese?
Yes.
That's who I thought it was. And also thought it was you.
Yes, that is a fat trans person.
Wow.
I don't know which way they're going, which is never good. When
right.
You don't know which way, some go this way, some go that way.
Yeah.
I don't know which it is, but it looks way too much like me.
I mean, I really thought that was you, and I was like, wow, you're really getting in touch with your feminine side.
I was pissed there wasn't an equally made-up picture of Ian, because I thought you were like, you know, you were going for something, and Ian just looks like kind of a sweet neighborly fella, and then,
yeah.
You know, Zach was the trans person.
Well, you know, we all have our proclivities. Our guest today... Mr. Mike Cannon from the Irish Goodbye Podcast. How you doing today, brother?
Bye, guys, and a full gay, baby. How you
doing? Yes.
Yeah,
I love it.
If this is on the Real Ass Podcast stream.
Yep. Bye, guys, and the Notorious FAG.
Yes.
This is going to be a
fun
one.
That's my gang call.
No.
I don't know.
Mine's, oh. Unite.
I would like to say, first off, Ian, it's great to see you in public. Thank you for coming out to the studio.
Good to
I
see you.
I know you have been nervous still, and it's very nice of you to join us.
A recluse, if you will. I've been out in public in the open spaces a lot, but aside from a grocery store, this is the first like little
indoor.
Enclosed space I've been in. And who knew it'd be at Gas Digital? If you'd have told me at the beginning of all this, like, hey, the first time you're going to be in a small room with people is at Gas Digital, I would have been like, makes sense.
My favorite part about the whole thing, and granted, Zach and I were smoking separate pot outside, mm-hmm. but then he came.
Like goddamn gentlemen.
We came back in here. Zach starts hacking all over the place,
Jesus
coughing
Christ.
Still from the residual weed. And I'm like, all right, I'll stand outside for a little bit. Then Ralph lumbers his giant body into this place and is like, hey, Everett, and like sneezes everywhere.
Christ.
And I'm like, this is exactly where nobody should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I know.
But nobody's
is,
gotten sick here.
Which, yeah, yet, but you don't know, which is why I'm becoming even more protective right now because of these stories.
If you double bag it, that makes it less effective.
Dude, my grandfather, when my mom was like, Ian, if you when you're with a woman, make sure you wear two condoms. Do not get an STD. And my grandfather was like, look, if you're going to wear two condoms, you might as well just stay home. Little lessons at 11 years old.
I think that actually is bad.
Yeah,
to wear two condoms. It's terrible.
That was my mask condom joke.
Yes.
Yeah,
no, it was
really
great. I was
the radar.
No, I was trying to piggyback off of it. Also, you're not supposed to keep a condom in your pocket or in your wallet because it wears a rubber down.
So where do you keep it?
In a fanny pack. You wear it. You wear
yeah.
the condom.
You wear it
and then, yeah. No, but if you have a condom and you can touch the bottom side with that little pocket of air,
mm-hmm.
it's no good.
There's nothing sadder.
Than wearing
the
condom.
Condoms, wearing
yeah,
the condom
the
after you came, like for a little bit, like you're just sitting there and then you get up and you're soft dick.
Yeah.
And it's just hanging.
You feel like a kangaroo.
Just a little pout.
Yeah, it's like a sad Christmas ornament.
Oh, God.
Is it intimidating when you, and now Mike and I are both out of the game.
Yeah.
But when we used to go to a lady's house and she has a bowl of different sized condoms.
What?
Yeah.
Who
Has
are
that
you?
Never happened to you?
That's because Zach's meeting up with that woman that was on the screen. Who are these? That's never happened to me.
It's happened
like
to me.
A take one bowl.
Yeah, like
bowl?
An old lady hard candy bowl.
It wasn't a bowl. She had a drawer with like three different boxes, and it was like a choose your own adventure. And
oh,
I think
my God.
I like wore the Magnum, you know, through. I tucked it into my asshole just to stay on.
Now, I've heard.
Yes.
And maybe this is just a little dick guy theory.
Yes.
That the Magnum is not necessary. No. That the regular condom pretty much will fit. Like, you could almost put a regular condom on your arm.
Yeah.
If you do it right.
Well, yeah. And also Magnums fit regular dicks. Like, I don't fancy myself as somebody with like a fucking hog. I'm just a guy with a dick, and Magnums have fit me before.
Yeah. Didn't they're slip fine. Off.
I've never even been confident enough to try one.
You may have a skinny wiener.
Do they?
You have to have a skinny wiener.
Skinny is not my issue.
Length? is it? Wow.
No part of your body.
Yeah.
I think it looks like a me action figure.
Zach has to use a little latex cover for when you get a cut on your finger.
Looks like one of those stress tubes you get at Spencer's.
Yeah.
If you squeeze my dick, the eyes and ears pop out.
Wow.
So I don't.
Regular condoms fit?
Yeah. I mean, once I got the Prince Albert, I had to be wary of them.
Oh, God.
But because I got the Prince Albert stretched out,
uh-huh.
I don't shred condoms anymore. When I had a smaller ring in it, I used to shred condoms.
Oh,
wow. Man. That's so interesting that you do that when you have the option to not.
Wear condoms, exactly.
I was wearing condoms right after our baby got here because, dude, the simple knowledge of knowing that it can happen, like that, you know, it's great, it's a blessing. But there's a, you know, I think Patrice said there's a receipt for what you just did.
Oh, yeah.
So I was bagging up for a while, and now it's like.
Was she back on birth control?
No.
What?
Yeah, I'm just pulling out with 4 minutes to go.
No.
Yeah.
Terrible. The best part is
spray and pray.
The best part is just suiting them into the Death Star.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, no. Oh, what? You mean dropping loads?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Stay on target.
Yeah.
Do you do that? This is by guys.
Yeah.
Do you drop batches? Do you take advantage of a man's inability
to get
pregnant? I've
never had sex with a man or a trans woman.
Oh, really?
Woman. Without a beautiful, brave woman. I've never done that without a condom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, I'm wearing two masks indoors right now. You think we're going to do that? No, I'm a scared little fella. Because my mom was like, wear two condoms.
Little did she know.
Yeah.
Retort, mother.
Yeah.
What about a man's anus?
He had put a dental dam at the glory hole. Like, oh, good idea, mom.
I will say one
more. My grandmother was like, you might as well just stay home.
If a girl makes you wear a condom during a blowjob.
What?
A non-professional.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Condom during a blowjob? Get out of here. I don't trust you.
The mother I slept with when I was 20, she sucked the condom onto my dick. That was kind of cool.
That's different.
Yeah.
That was a sweet little treat.
That's like something that would happen in the movie Milk Money. And all the kids would be like, wow, this is great. I've never, a condom. Oh, I got one time a lady of the night put a condom on her tongue to eat my ass.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Would that feel like a cat?
Yeah. It was like a sandpaper tongue.
Just a dry ribbed, just combing over your bumpy asshole.
I know, it was horrible. And then she licked her ass and started meowing. And I was like, oh, this is a cat. Whoops.
She licked her paw and then started pasting
down. Yeah,
then she
shit in a box.
Hair.
And I was like, wow, I'm getting the full girlfriend experience. The GF.
All right, before we go any further, let's get some plugs out of the way.
Let's kill the riffing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was a good opportunity.
I have nothing to plug. What the hell is going on?
Except
plug your social. You know? We'll figure it out. Mike, what do you got? I want to tell people to check out.
At I am Mike Cannon across all social media. I have a movie on Amazon Prime right now called Timing.
Congrats.
Thank you, buddy. If you live in Canada or in a country that is not available, just hit me up. I'll send you a link and they'll send you a free one. Also, my special, Life Begins, on YouTube. Check that out. Pass it around. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, Irish Goodbye.
Yeah.
On this network.
What is your Irish Goodbye shirt? Is a parody shirt
of Popeyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not going to explain further.
I thought it was Fuddruckers.
Ian?
And it's cool, your Popeye shirt has a inmate number on the back. Anyway, my Instagram at Ian Finance, ianfinance.com. I have an EP available on iTunes, Spotify, if you want to listen. Just self-titled Ian Finance. I think that's it. I'm going to be, I have a sketch coming out on a TBS soon. You can check that out. And something else I just did and I totally forget. My days are blending
together.
Delivery
Boy 3 with Brendan Sacco.
Oh, yeah.
Sacco.
Yeah.
Or 2. You were in 2. I was
yes.
in 3.
I was in episode 2.
You're
with
good.
Sags.
Very good.
Thank you. It was very fun. Yeah, dude, my days have been blending together lately.
Yeah,
I've been like
last
forgetting
few months,
shit.
Yeah,
last 4 months, approximately.
Yeah. I thought it was a couple days.
Yeah.
What do you have, Zach?
Guys, you can find me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. I too am off Twitter. You can check out my other show here on the network, Zach Migos Midnight Spook Show, comedians talking shit while we watch a movie. This evening, I have the Loud Boys podcast in with me watching 1995's Ice Cream Man with Clint Howard. You can check out Catalyst Wrestling every Saturday morning here on Gas at 11 a.m. As well as you can see me live for the first time August 7th and 8th at the Mahoning Drive-In. In Layton, Pennsylvania. It is Troma Dance Film Festival. It's going to be 2 full nights of features and shorts and bands and me doing a live podcast. Should be very fun. It's going to be all from your car. $10 a night. And if you want to sleep over at the drive-thru, just another $10 for an overnight pass. Come party with me for 48 hours straight. It's going to be wild, wacky, and disgusting.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be on Impractical Jokers this season.
Phenomenal.
I'm coming out in like 2 months.
Are you a joker or are you? Did
no,
you
I'm a
practical?
Plant.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they had me on a couple podcast episodes. It was like super fun.
Hell yeah, dude.
So I'm just floating around on TBS. That's, I was just on Last OG and now I'm like peppering it on TBS.
Yeah, you're just a regular, you're a regular character on TBS.
Yes.
You're going to be on season 2 of Tournament of Lefts.
Yeah, that's right. I can't wait. After my stellar performance on season 1. Woohoo, Easter egg.
I don't want to. Of course, it's not out. I don't want to go too much into your Impractical Joker. She was a long day. I did a punishment for them.
Yeah,
and it was a fucking day.
No, it wasn't long at all. It was actually the day before everything got shut down. So everybody's like freaking out. Somebody coughed on set. They're like, "What the fuck is happening?" There's everybody just like doom and gloom, and like it's everything's over. It's terrible. And I'm like Mr. Optimism. I'm like, everything's gonna be fine. This is gonna last like a week or two. Cut to Jesus Christ, you're coughing.
That was but that was only from HIV.
Oh. Ah, fuck.
I did a Sal punishment on Impractical Jokers.
Sal's
they hired
the best.
Sal's. Fucking, I it sounds dick sucky when everyone's like, dude, Sal Vacano is the nicest guy alive because he's also just our richest friend. And then everyone collectively he legitimately, if I didn't know who he was, I'd be like, oh, that really nice man,
that sweet Italian boy that almost doesn't look like he's gonna be nice but is so nice.
they hired piercing eyes of like, like the judging,
they'll look right through
so
you. They're
sweet.
Clear blue.
They hired the zombie group I work with. We do like bar crawls to do a punishment where Sal had to go through a sewer and he got attacked by zombies. And I was like, hey guys, I know Sal. I probably shouldn't be in this. Like, I'll just do makeup. And they're like, there is no way he's going to recognize you. There's 400 zombies. And I'm like, all right, but he's probably going to know who I am.
Just by shape.
Yes. My shape and my hair. He's going to figure it
is
out.
Is that Kirby or Zach Amico?
Am I in a dreamland?
And the second he came out, just 300 zombies come out at him, and he goes, Zach Amico!
Oh my God. Just ruined the sketch.
That's
just
fucking fantastic.
Ruined the take immediately.
Holy shit. That's amazing. Good for him. I don't think I'd be able to pick that out.
Have you ever gotten pranked? And you like realize it's a prank halfway through and you're like, do I keep going with this or do I cut it off?
I'm rarely pranked, and I think it's because I'm such an angry guy. People are worried I'll take it seriously, and I will. I'll take it very defensively.
Yes.
Feeney's a big prank guy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Even his lightest shit makes me almost take his iPhone and frisbee it out the fucking car window.
Yeah.
That comedian scaring comedians, I never want to give him the satisfaction of a reaction. And anytime I did, it was like, it was just white knuckling.
He got
the rest
me one time in the back of the car and I was sleeping facing the back seat. And he, like, him and Rosebud stopped, and I was like, what is it?
It was way worse than that. You were a fucking Roger Rabbit cartoon reaction.
Two bits of haircut? Yeah, it's scary.
Pranks?
When you're in a car and somebody stops short and yells.
Right,
and
you're
sleeping. That's terrifying.
My dad's best friend pranked me once when I was years ago when I still played in my band. I used to take my dick out on stage all the time. And I think about it now, like, I can't, but like, I was really on the cusp of that not being okay. It wasn't at the time.
Yeah.
But now it's really not okay.
Sure.
And my
people were just like, what's that mole?
My dad's best friend called me saying I was being subpoenaed.
What?
And that the club was being sued. And he had all these perfect legal terms, and that I was being charged with like sexual endangerment.
Oh my god.
He had everything perfect. He kept me on the phone for like 15 minutes.
Holy shit.
Freaking out.
That's terrifying.
My dad used to put together like really elaborate.
Terrifying. Chilling.
My dad used to do like crew, like you build sets for plays.
Mm-hmm.
And one year they did Oliver, and the guy that played the villain, Bill Sykes, would go into the audience and scare people during his song. And the one lady, other lady in the play was a lawyer. And my dad had a full lawsuit made up of that somebody was suing the guy for assault for spitting on them during the song.
Oh, my God.
And he, like, had Christ. Somebody... give him, like, he had the papers given to him, like...
Is he a man from the future? This Dude. Will happen later in life.
My favorite prank, and this goes to show, like, so Feeney is an evil sociopath with this shit, but he married his match.
Yeah.
So Erica, his wife, for his birthday, I think, drafted on full, like, authentic NBC letterhead, letter from Lorne Michaels to Feeney saying, congratulations, you got a writer's position at SNL.
No.
We have it on an episode of Irish Goodbye, and gave it to him. And of course, he's like crying when he reads it. His dreams have come true.
Oh my God.
And she recognizes that it's like, this one hit the wrong note.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did she film it?
No. I fucking wish she did. It'd be like the opposite of a soldier coming home. It would be the perfect fucking cry.
The only way that would be better if he was like, dreams coming true, honey. Pack your bags and get out. I've been cheating.
Oh, my God.
Why would Lorne Michaels send a snail mail letter?
Because he's a man of class.
Yes, because he's old school, dude.
Yeah, he's old school.
My brain would trick itself to believe anything in that situation. If I was getting a handwritten whatever the fuck from anybody important, I'd be like, well, of course they would send it this way.
Well, yeah, and it's such a random, it's not like a email from a weird account. It's like, it looks legit. It's letterhead.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, maybe this
I think she signed it in ink. Like, like she did the
with like a wax stamp in calligraphy.
Yeah.
Lorne Michaels, the third
stamp.
Didn't document it.
I know.
I think makes her a sociopath.
Have you seen
it was for her own entertainment.
Right. Have you seen those dude, there's like people that just prank their family over and over and put it on TikTok, and it's just like familial abuse to their grandmother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like the thing where like the girl is the guy and girl are like always pranking each other, and you know behind closed doors there's just no trust or intimacy or security.
It's also physical. Know? It's like a lot of the pranks are like just
pushing her into a bush.
Line physical abuse.
Yeah.
I think those are all 90% of those are set up.
Oh, of course. Also, the ones that really infuriate me are the, like, splashing the baby in the face with water.
It's or the parents.
Come on, and the baby's like,
or the parents.
Like, hates its parents forever.
Or the parents that, like, smash the kid's Xbox and the kid's crying and they're like, go to your room for crying! And the kid's, like, sobbing. They're like, it's a prank. Like, no, it's child endangerment.
With PTSD.
Yeah. I follow Instagram called Kids Getting Hurt.
Oh, yeah, I can't do it.
And it's my only joy. Because it's just, there's something so funny about a kid so little that when they fall, no matter how they fall, it's on their head.
Yeah.
Because oh, they're all head.
Yes.
That's so scary.
So it's like dropping fucking toast with butter on it, no matter what, no matter what, they land on their skull.
Right.
I hate that shit, and it's 100%. I'm a hypocrite. I know I am, because before I had a kid, I'm like, fucking burn every orphanage down. Yeah. I don't give a shit. And now that I have one, I'm like, I can't watch these little innocents.
Oh, of course. I can't imagine what that does where you're like, it could be my child.
Yeah, sucks.
That's why every fucking parent is like, what about the children? La, la, la.
Not all of them. Not all of them. Some of them are really, really capable and willing to send them out into the world and be lab rats.
Yeah, that's true. Especially now that they're opening schools, which is a fucking nightmare scenario.
Yeah.
Ken and I were discussing that prior to your arrival. That is some scary shit.
Oh, dude. New York City couldn't even control lice.
And largely for the teachers. Zach, would you say how many?
Yeah, we're going to lose like a fifth of the people that care for our children. Teachers, janitors, lunch lady, like anyone who works in the school.
Yeah. Teachers are going to get a lot younger. That's
and
for
they're
sure.
Like, they're like, well, kids that get it, they don't really have any symptoms. They don't really get sick. And it's like, yeah, but they pass it on to their grandparents.
What? Yes. And what an interesting byproduct this might create, because if teachers get younger, the number of teachers fucking kids is going to go up. This might have a pretty interesting sexual side effect.
Lucky devils.
Yeah, maybe we're just forcing our children to get sexual early.
Wow.
Repopulate. We're going to lose a lot of people due to COVID, so repopulate.
When God closes this the door, so he opens the teacher's legs.
Didn't Mary Kay Letourneau just die?
She did, yes.
Yeah.
And her Honolulu husband is probably so sad.
They got a divorce and then I think got back together.
Good for them.
True love persists.
Say what you want, but they were in love. They did get back together and have kids.
For sure.
You know, I'm not defending it. And I'm defending it. Listen. Listen.
The
person that I feel bad for more than the kids, whenever the teacher fucks the kid, is the dildo husband.
Oh my god!
Of these ladies.
Oh, they got cucked by.
They got cucked by by a fucking.
Who's probably
a
like
6'3" 12-year-old with a mustache.
They could kick his adult
that
father
could literally
ass.
Literally just destroy him in three punches.
That fucking
so sad.
Spineless man.
Because then, how do you ever see your friends again?
Yeah, oh, you can't. Like, unless you, like, if they take you out to, like, kind of.
Probably when you're in heaven
heart.
And you look down on them from killing yourself.
But you gotta, like, that first night out with your buddies to, like, rehab your soul, you gotta beat the shit out of somebody and fuck somebody in the bar to, like, just get back their respect.
Because you know they're on the way.
And that's
like,
guy code.
They're like,
we'll be right back. This is MTV. Yeah, I
am Jack. This is Guy Corey.
Actually, it's girl code today.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like sex? Ian Fidance, do you like sex?
I'm a fan.
Ian's been known to enjoy sex. Well, if you like sex, you'll love BlueChew.com. That's right, guys. You know about BlueChew. It offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Ian, don't you want to last longer, go a few extra rounds?
I mean, I want 10 or 12, baby.
Or as Ian calls it, getting your money's worth. Blue Chew makes the first chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And because they're chewable, they can work twice as fast as some of those pills.
Whoa.
You can take it on a full or empty stomach.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it's cheaper than those other two.
It
only takes a few minutes to fill out a form online with no doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy, and it ships directly to your door in discreet packaging.
Thank God.
Ian, have you rocked a Blue Chew in your day?
No, I haven't. But after this ad read, I'm on it, baby.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Really works. It'll really... put a pep in your step.
Can I tell you something? I've heard through the grapevine that it 100% works, and it's never not worked. It always works.
I've heard no bad reviews of Blue Chew.
I've never heard a real-life private conversation about Blue Chew about it not working. I've always heard everyone say it works every time, and it is worth it.
Yeah,
I took it on a romantic vacation with my wife. And I gotta say, I have not put in numbers like that in years. I'm talking a sixer in one day.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we've been together for 8 years.
Wow.
I've been going 4 in 1 day. No Blue Chew.
Just jerking off?
No, sex.
Oh, nice.
My
good
gal.
For you.
But I at the end
what's
I'm
love
out of,
like?
At the end I'm out of cum. Oh, okay. Does Blue Chew give you more cum?
You're just spitting crackers at your people.
Does it make your epididymis not burn?
It's also a gusher, so that comes out the tip
yes!
of the dick.
Oh, get Shannon! Blue Chew me now!
Guys, you and your partner will love it. Chew it and do it. And here's a great deal for you guys. If you visit BlueChew.com, you get your first order free when you use the promo code RAP. You just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code RAP. Get your first shipment free. And guys, it's going to change the way you fuck. You're gonna
I'm
love
doing it.
It
now.
Boop, 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 BlueChew.com.
Yeah, I mean, dude, kids going back to school is a complete fucking nightmare scenario. I don't know why it's happening. And the fact that I think, like, the press secretary for the White House was like, we're going to put this ahead of science. We're gonna let our instinct take the lead.
Well, that was a headline today. I mean, who, you know, I get enough cuck, lib, fag, retard on Twitter as it is. So just to pile it on.
Oh, there was people calling you that.
Oh, relentlessly. Oh, yeah. This entire network's fans just truly doesn't like me. And I'm you know, on the network, which is fun. But there was a headline that was like, we're not going to let science dictate whether or not we're going to reopen schools.
Yeah.
It's like, hell yeah, dude. We're all covered in Jesus's blood and he protects.
Literally one of the subjects they're going in to learn.
Yeah,
means science. Nothing.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
It's just so like the idea. It's all these parents.
Sweet,
that just
Ian, relax.
Yeah, it's okay, woo. Baby.
It's lung
we,
butter.
We both just smoked a ton for you.
Yeah, and I smoked a blunt. I'm really treating my lungs well during a respiratory outbreak.
Oh, I put on a mask to go outside so I can smoke a cigarette,
which is hilarious.
Do you have a smoking mask with a little cigarette hole in it?
Yeah. No. I just pull it down, walk around, smoke, put it back up.
That seems counterproductive.
My stepdad.
No, I do it completely alone. Okay. I'm not like in a group of people.
My wife's stepdad, who was a first responder at 9/11, he had the cranes that were like, you know, cleaning up the place. He told me that he had fucking literally a hole in his mask and just walked around with a cigarette.
That's
and just
insane.
Cleaning.
Total
and
insanity.
There's just guys all over the site doing it. It's like, yeah, you guys are battling a lot.
Dude, I used to work with welders that would smoke a cigarette underneath their welding mask. I'm like, can't.
It's crazy.
Don't you want to use the cigarette as a break? You know? Like, get done 10 minutes later, fucking smoke. Jesus.
No, there's real men out there that enjoy physical labor. Like, that. My wife's stepdad, he fucking loves doing it. He lifted an entire brush of trees yesterday that he cut down, and he just comes up to me, and he's like, 62. Hurrah!
That's
like,
great.
I'm like, yeah, man, I'm going to be inside with my one-year-old and just
fucking your daughter.
Yeah, I'm going to be on Wi-Fi.
It's like, it's so funny, because every once in a while, he'll just totally cuck me in front of my kid, and he'll just be like, listen, buddy, you're going to use your hands. You're going to be a man. And I'm just like, hi. I speak into a microphone.
When I worked at a welding shop, where there was a guy named Jesus that was an illegal, and the cops pulled up to arrest somebody else on the job site, and somebody was like, Jesus, policia, and he jumped in like a big metal tube, and then everyone forgot he was on the job that day, and forgot to go get him, and he stayed in that tube from like 9 a.m. to like 7
in the baking hot sun.
Yes,
it's like Butters in South Park.
Yeah, everyone just forgot he was on the job that
that's
day.
That's like World War II man. Solitary confinement.
That poor yeah.
That's a hot
that's
box.
That's torture. That's terrible. Poor Hayes. Is he still alive?
No.
Well, he didn't die that day. He was fine. Oh, no. He died that day, so I have no idea.
But the American dream man. Did, my friends.
Dude, there was a guy, when my dad ran his welding shop,
dead and done.
There was a guy named Richie that would get arrested. Like, the cops were always coming. Like, literally, you would see the police car come in the front of the shop, and he would just be running out the back constantly. And my dad didn't want to fire him because he's a good worker. And then one day the refrigerator broke and everything in the refrigerator froze except Rich's Gatorade.
What?
So he's just boozing?
It was a bottle of vodka with just a little bit of Gatorade in it.
Hell yeah.
So he was schmam hammered, operating like equipment.
I thought you were going to say heroin was going to spill out of the panels. Yeah, and you're God damn it.
Well, somebody told me welders would drink in the like in the olden days, they'd drink in the morning, like they'd all be alcoholics so that when they started shaking, it could help them TIG weld better.
That's
because you have to move around when you weld, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's a, or you could just work harder at your job.
It's also just the best job you can get with a bad criminal record.
Oh, yeah.
Welding.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, it's all, when you work those kind of jobs, it's all ex-cons.
Yeah, I have no physical labor ability or want to do it.
Ian, you worked on a what job did you have?
I used to work construction, so I used to be a carpenter and you know, fucking windows, siding, bathrooms, basements,
me
kitchens,
too.
Flooring.
How old were you?
Were that you did?
Yeah, when I was 18.
You said you,
I hate
you never
it.
Did.
No, I hate it. I've done it, but that's why I hate it. I used to roof. I did fucking like,
yeah, dude,
you know,
roofing is no
what
joke.
Is it when you knock shit down?
Demolition?
Demo.
That was so fun.
Yeah,
demo
that was pretty fun.
So
I used
great.
To scream and cry about my father as I just.
Me and my buddy put on Fall Out Boy and would just like dance with a hammer and spin and hit stuff. I'm gay.
He would pull on the rope and a bucket of water would fall on him into the chair.
Oh, dude. One time, like...
Dude, does a split.
One time, I was, like, demoing a kitchen, and I was sawzalling underneath the sink, and I hit a pipe, and it fucking was flooding, and I, like, couldn't find the valve. It was such a fucking nightmare. I, like, flooded these people's kitchen. I was like, maybe I should just get out of this line of work. Also, I was, like, really high. That was it. You know, I don't think I could. I mean, I used to work fucked up like towards the end, but I don't think I could be like smash hammered.
But that's a big thing. And like my buddy's an iron worker, and a couple of my buddies are. And my friend told me, like, right when they started, when we were in our early 20s, they were like, help rebuild something. And the foreman took them over and was like, their whole unit. And he was like, guys, like, I heard, you know, there's like stories of illicit drug use. People are on pills, people doing
hell
coke in the fucking porta potties. Like, we're going
to. What a horrible place to do coke.
I know, right? Oh, the hot porta potty. I did fucking coke in the porta potty of Rock the Bells the first time they came back at like Randall's Island. And it was like 108 degrees. It was the fucking worst.
Off the seat?
No. I'm just putting it out on the fucking blue seat. So
sitting on it like AC Slater.
So my buddies get to their foreman's like, we're hearing about all this drugs. Like we have to see like behavior calm down or else we're gonna start testing people. And my friend turned and looked at my other buddy who was like a rampant drug user, and he had and his nose was bleeding down his face like a cartoon, and he just was like rubbed blood all over his forearm. Didn't notice it until the foreman was like, all right, I'll see you guys later. And they looked down, was like, oh.
Well, those jobs are great. You make so much money, and after a while, it just becomes routine. Like, you know, you're almost robotic with everything you do. You know, the measurements.
You lose your humanity a little.
Well, then you could just do drugs and stuff because you're on autopilot doing the job.
The heights shit,
though.
And it
makes everything better.
That stuff is staggering that people are, like, somehow numbed up on pills and just up.
Dude, I was watching these roofers do a roof of a shopping center, and I was like, you know, I was like young, and I was thinking about joining the union. I was like, what union are you guys? And the guy goes, Budweiser. I was like, I'm in Delaware.
I worked at a machine shop, and when we were driving it in the morning, we would see, so a bunch of the guys lived in the South, and they would come up for the season to come work. And they all lived at the same, like, shit Fleabag motel. And when we were driving in, we would beat them to work. And you would see all the hookers leaving Monday morning. Yes. And then they would all be dead broke again. We made so much money.
Walk of triumph.
And they would all have, like, $5 in their wallet again. It was just all these dudes, no bank accounts.
That's how every cash business is. Like, waiting tables, all that stuff. I mean, I used to spend my money on drugs instantly as soon as I got money from being a waiter.
Dude, I remember one time at the cellar, I did like two spots. Somebody dropped out, and you were like, dude, you just made bank. That's like so much weed money. And I was like, what? No. This is going to my rent.
That's how I measure spot pay, is how much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like sometimes if it's a $50 spot, I'm like, that's one bag of coke.
Totally. How do you, I mean.
I just got paid one bag.
Having a drug addiction.
I worked at CB, so. You removed the middleman there.
Oh, that's amazing.
I love that. I used to get a nug of weed in an envelope.
That's hilarious.
Amazing. Instead of cash?
There would be a little bit of cash and then weed.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. When I used to be a car, people would be like, hey, can I just give you weed to do a job? And I'd be like, yes. So I just do jobs for bags of weed and everything when I was younger. Makes sense. But I mean, I couldn't, like,
if
living
it's
in
more
New York and spending money
than you
on
would
drugs
have spent
and everything. Woo.
Like, if it's more drugs than cash, like, then you would have gotten paid cash. That's a good deal. But I feel like sometimes people try to finicky, like, real finicky on it.
Yeah, I've gotten like 3 grams of weed for $50 worth, and it's like, well, you're missing out on a half a gram. Plus, you should be like a reasonable person and give me a little tip on top of that, just because we don't have to transfer the cash amount.
The funniest was that when CB's was closing, the restaurant upstairs was closed, and the booker was trying to pay everybody in bottles of wine for their spots, but then watching the sober comics argue with him, like, this is valueless to me.
Yeah,
I can't take this home.
I'd lose my shit. You can't even like you can resell weed. You can't resell a bottle of wine on the street.
To this day, many of my kitchen utensils are from the Cafe Del Mar. The last day CB's was open, I literally watched 2 people. Take the sound system out of the club.
No shit.
And run down the street with it.
Oh my God. Is that how Lewis started the studio? And those were the first pieces of equipment.
Not Lewis. Yeah, the bartender literally unloaded the bar at the restaurant, filled his car.
Yeah.
And then I watched two gentlemen take the sound system out and put it in the camp.
Fuck yeah. That's hilarious. Is it still the same restaurant upstairs?
No, it's different. Now, the lady sold the restaurant and didn't tell the club until she was, and then skipped town.
Jesus.
And then we kept the club open for a month, like selling Tostitos and dip going to the liquor store for runs.
Oh my God.
It was a nightmare. There was like no power. It was like half power. It was great. And way better than half the clubs I do now.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God. That's wild.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to talk to you real quick about our good friends at Cushy Dreams. Cushy Dreams is a new company with a full lineup of premium smokable CBD shipping legally to all 50 states.
Wow.
Join the group of men and women who want to smoke their CBD. Listen, guys, if you listen to Gas Digital Podcast, you are well aware of what CBD is and what it does. It is medical marijuana without the THC.
Huh.
So that's it won't good. Get you high, but it will help you with things like anxiety, insomnia, chronic pain. It really helps. And they sent me a couple of samples. They sent me some flower bud that looks exactly like weed. And you can smoke it. It gets that ritual out of the way. And it helps you throughout the day
and
without making
you
feel
high.
No, you just you don't feel sleepy or high.
Wow.
But they also have Hustle, which kind of gives you a little pep in your step.
So they have different strains.
Like a spark.
And then they also have pre-rolls. So pre-roll joints or flower, however you want to smoke. Yeah.
Wow.
And with indica or sativa blends like Energy, Hustle, and Dream. And I know some people shit on CBD, but I gotta say, I am completely sold on it.
Me too.
And
it's like if Odules actually made you happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I gotta try it, because I don't like weed. I do not like the effects. I do not like THC. It fucks with my head too much.
No, but
this will
make you
CBD.
Feel like a confident, calm version of yourself.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really a big fan of it, and I think you will be too. So if you guys want to try it, go to cushydreams.com. That's KUSHYdreams.com. And at checkout, use the promo code RAP, RAP, and you can get 20% off your first order. That is an exclusive deal for Gas Digital listeners. There is no better offer out there. Smoke your CBD because you can. Once again, guys, that's cushydreams.com. Promo code RAP at checkout for 20% off your first order. Guys,
wow.
Cushy Dreams. You're going to love it.
CBD can't beat a deal.
All right, you guys want to do a story?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Actually, let's do the N-word pass one.
What? Oh, yeah.
Ian, you saw this? So a Slate article came out. If you guys want to bring it up real quick. It was a letter to like the editor type deal, I think like an advice column, and it was a mom, and her and her husband have, I think, 3 adopted black kids.
Mm. Yes.
And one of their daughters took them aside and said her brother has been selling for between $20 and $50 N-word passes to his white friends at school and has made about $1,000.
Wow.
Amazing.
The next ditty.
I love capitalism. That's amazing. That's what you're supposed to do in America.
Yeah.
You're supposed to find a hustle and then get your friends beat up for saying the N-word.
Well, that's the best part, is that those kids are going to somehow present the pass to a stranger.
They're getting curb stopped. They're like, read the card.
I have a permit.
Yeah.
It's like trying to show a PBA card and a DUI.
They're just throwing
that's
it
no
back.
Good. That's yeah, no yeah, good
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. You know, I'm fucked up already.
So the advice slates, whatever advice person gave them, was they need to have an older black person in their life explain the history of the word to them.
Oh, I thought it was going to be they have to have an older black person
sign
with
it.
Them
yeah.
Oh.
When they say it. Like, it's almost like a driver's permit.
Hilarious. For 6 months, you have to have an older black man next to you while you say it. Then you can say it.
And he has to
willy.
Be like, mm-hmm, every time you say it, just to nail it.
You cannot
it home.
Drive without an N-word in the car.
I mean, I think that's great. Remember the story about the hot dog guy? The hot dog vendor down at the World Trade Center was selling hot dogs to tourists for $35 because it was like an official New York hot dog.
Oh,
and
shit.
People were buying it. Because they were like, well, I guess it's New York. It's like, hey, man, you're taking advantage of the system.
I don't feel bad for anybody that gets rooped like that. Anybody with a phone in their pocket who, like, buys a ticket to LOL or, like, gets hustled on the street for anything like that.
Yeah.
You could literally Google that in 5 seconds.
Well, especially down there's so many fucking hot dog carts. It's like if you were presented with $35,
walk
you'd be like,
another
yeah,
one.
I'll eat literally anything else.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Were they 9/11 hot dogs?
Yeah, they had little bits of flame in them.
Yeah, just charred paper.
Dusty dogs.
This one's shaped like the falling man.
Now, wait, so like, they're just all charred. The Davidson duck.
Don't ask what's in them. Busy.
The Building 7 was just bit. It's a quarter
of the size.
Here comes
free bit. Like, who did this?
Was it just there was no other hot dog people in the vicinity and they were too dumb?
I don't know. Shannon, can you bring up that story? I mean, also, at the same time, these people are taking advantage of that, and then there's people that legitimately take care of the system of you know, social services and everything, so... It's like, get it if you can.
I mean, there were people like a few days after 9/11 already selling like trinkets and shit.
People were selling George Floyd pillows. Have you seen that?
No.
All these people are cashing in on George Floyd selling.
But it's,
like,
I mean, here's the thing. Like,
why
the
pillows?
The purest institution in the church started this before anybody, like with secondary relics and all that shit.
Totally.
Where they drag miles of cloth over Mother Teresa's body and then cut them into tiny bits and then put them into like amulets or necklaces. And it's like, if they're benefiting from that shit, everybody else is green lights, baby.
Totally. Dude, that's why you're not supposed to eat meat on, like, Wednesdays and Fridays during Lent, because a pope centuries ago had a fucking fish market. So if you eliminate people...
The original
people
Wuhan.
People
got
to eat fish. Yeah, yeah. He had a wet market. Pope wet market. I mean, here's the thing. What is this, like, selling an N-word pass and someone would be like, this is legitimate.
Yeah.
I mean...
I would get it just to frame it in my house. Like that
I have an
fun.
Obama dollar.
I would put it in the top of my windshield, like Easy Pass, because that's where it's going to be used the most. Oh, sure, actually.
That would be cool if you set it around it and it just filtered it and you said something else to everyone else so you could say it, but it's almost like a
then
Mars attack.
I need one.
Why do you think I'm wearing the mask right now? I don't know. I want to talk to one of the kids that bought it.
Yeah.
I mean, can we visit one of them in the hospital?
There's got to be some kid named Spencer that bought one of those fucking...
Because he definitely didn't just use it at school. He used it at home.
Oh, yeah. And probably showed his parents. Like, you know, was caught on, like, live.
And the dad was like, you bought a pass? I've just been saying it.
They sell passes?
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. It's.
I don't think you punish a kid. I think that's an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, because,
like, this kid
all.
Gets it.
Right. And didn't you say so he's adopted. He's got the white parents.
Yeah.
And they feel ill-equipped to have the conversation
with him.
Yeah,
so his white parents, in the letter they wrote to Slate, was they don't feel comfortable addressing it with him because they don't think it's their place.
Isn't that the best?
It's
that
your
they adopted these kids, and I'm sure they walk around feeling like heroes, and yet the first bit of conversation they have to have with these fucking children, they're like, let's outsource this.
Yeah. They're your kids.
It's insane.
Then like you have to question how much you love them. What is the bond of like
child? Well, and also,
child...
what were you prepared to do when you signed the papers? You can't just walk around and be like, these are my lead blockers for life. I am of moral purity.
You can't just frame them and put them above a mantle.
Yeah.
You gotta learn how to talk to them.
Slate's advice was to find an older black person in the kid's life to talk to them. But like they might not have
that. Kid?
To talk to the kid.
Oh,
just find one. They're typically outside of a general store playing the banjo.
Yeah,
you know, just find.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Domino's?
Yeah. Have you been to the Bronx? They're just laying around.
What an insane bit of advice. So they said don't have the conversation at all?
They said
that's
address
insanity.
It, but you need a black person to talk to them about the history of the word and the treatment of black people. I'm pretty sure they're aware.
Yeah.
Hey, let's draw even more of a wedge between you and your son. How about that? let's make it even more awkward at home. That's fucking so. What a Slate piece of advice. That's such fucking stupid white advice.
Well, it's just cosmetic and has no roots in actually wanting to affect change or understanding.
Yeah, just like de Blasio painting Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Towers and then just completely doing nothing to help the black community in the city. Like, hey, we'll paint Black Lives Matter, but we'll also get rid of the police so it completely affects black and brown communities.
Right.
With the crime rate. Which is
my dad's was a great meme that was going around that was like, hey, we would like cops to stop killing black people. They're like, absolutely, let's get rid of Mrs. Buttersworth. I'm like, no, but we want cops to stop killing black people. Fine, we'll get rid of those episodes of 30 Rock.
Yeah. All right, Jenny Slate will step down.
Yeah.
Did she donate any of those proceedings that she got from doing that voice?
No, she
doubt
not.
It.
No.
Fucking doubt it. And you're
30 Rock's
the
on
part.
The fucking chopping block, dude. That's what that one's.
What is
30 Rock has got to be, like, that's like one of my favorite shows ever.
Right.
And I'm rewatching it now before it's gone. There is a joke in there that is so, like, I can't believe it's on NBC.
Yeah.
And it's Pete, the ball producer.
Right, right.
And he's like in a good mood. And he goes, oh, I had sex with my wife this morning. And because she was asleep, I could give it to her hard or something like that. I could be rough.
Oh, my God.
And then it smash cuts to the woman that plays his wife snoring while she gets fucked.
Hell yeah.
Amazing. That fucking rules.
That's like observe and report.
Yeah.
You ever see when Seth Rogen is fucking
Anna
and she has throw up next to her, and you're like, how are they going to pull up from this?
And then he stops and she wakes up.
She goes, stop, motherfucker. That's amazing. That's
best
so
date
funny.
Rape scene in the history of
Dude,
cinema.
That movie made me so happy. When that movie came out, I was a janitor.
Really?
Wow.
And I worked with just dumb Jersey trash. And there was a kid that fucking drove me nuts named Bo Fitzgibbons. And he came into work like the Monday after it came out. He's like, I saw that movie, Observe and Report. It made me sad. I was like, what?
God.
I was like, it was going to be like Paul Blart, but with Seth Rogen. And then
it
was
me
sad. Why you go see a movie to be sad?
Dude, that movie is underrated.
It's
because
incredible.
It's fucking Taxi Driver with a mall security guard.
It's incredible. It's such a good movie. And Idris Elba said something great about, like, we shouldn't be deleting history. We shouldn't just be making the shit go away as if it never happened.
Right.
There should be, in front of that 30 Rock episode, there should be a title card that was like, this episode has this. The time we thought it was funny, we know it's not good now.
I mean,
but we're going to preserve it.
Or should there just be an understanding that people
but
are like,
people
this is
are
from
so
them.
Dumb. People
yeah.
are
well,
so
then that's
stupid.
Not, this is where I'm like held up at the moment.
That's
and,
why you have to have a warning in front of Jackass. It's like,
but,
don't try this at home.
But
everybody's
but you
gonna
don't,
be like, I'll
because that's
do
a
it.
Failure of the education system.
What? What? Get out!
here. This is our show. This is our show. I got Ari in a chokehold. DDT.
Lewis has DDT. So much tits, he has to DDT. Fucking wear a child's costume just to appear in shape.
Defend me! Oh no, my child.
What a castaway Jew.
Fuck you, fucking bye bitches. Bye fucking bitches.
Get out of here.
Fucking bye.
Get out of here, you fucking humongous Ninja Turtle. Gay. Got him. Okay, let's go back to talking about Black.
That was great. Dude, I got Ari in a good chokehold. Did you see that?
I did it. Lewis really unloaded on my arm.
I know. There was a lot of repressed anger. Hey, thanks for sitting there like a piece of shit, Zach. Thanks for getting
Zach,
us.
Hold on. Take off your hat again, because you look like Big Earn McCracken with your...
Oh, shit. sorry.
My heart is racing.
And that was
I'm breathing heavy.
Closest attempt at humor Lewis has ever made on a podcast.
No, that was great.
Lewis is chunky, huh?
That was I thought Lewis was in pretty good shape.
No, that was
shirt. There was muscles on the shirt.
It's literally his shirt.
Oh, hilarious. It was such a fucking overtake. I didn't realize what was going on. I went to fight or flight and just put her in a chokehold.
No, Lewis looks like a soup dumpling.
I loved it. Well, that's the show.
I have to pee. Can I pee?
Yeah, go pee.
Can I go smoke?
Let's take a moment. Pause the stream, Shannon. Yeah. And we are back, guys. Sorry for the brief delay. There was coffee and crap all over the studio. Ian needed a cigarette after having a sexual situation with Ari Shaffir.
Yes.
And we also needed to explain to Ian that Lewis was, in fact, wearing a shirt with muscles painted on it and not actual
muscular.
Yeah, no, it was a nightmare underneath that. I don't know what he's doing, but he is letting it loose in quarantine.
It's like Homer getting hit with that bowling ball. It's like... blah, 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 blah.
Lewis with his everyday is Halloween body. So let's get into another story since I think we got where we were going to go with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys see the tech millionaire who was dismembered in his apartment?
Oh, is that what happened? I just saw there was a body. I didn't see the story.
Yeah, dude, it's gnarly.
So in the Lower East Side, and I believe a high rise...
Mm.
Very nice apartment. Fahim Saleh was found, or more importantly, his torso was found in a trash bag going over the security footage.
Real Robert Durst situation over here.
He was followed into the elevator and then into his apartment by a man dressed all in black with a black mask who hit him with a taser. And then apparently dismembered him and put him into garbage bags.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
With my outfit.
Don't hassle me. I'm local. What about Bob t-shirt?
He was screaming, Dr. Marvin! Dr. Leo Marvin! Ah, fuck.
Dude, that is fucked up.
Apparently, the guy's sister rang the bell, and the guy boogied without getting caught. And that's why the body was still left, apparently.
I love how you use the word boogie. Like, he just was like, I got a jet.
You know, it's a nice change of pace to have boogie mean that on the show. Yeah.
So what was the motive?
No idea. They think it was a hitman because he was dismembered surgically with all the blood left in one part of the apartment.
And he left the saw on, plugged in and on. Caught mid-act.
Yeah, escaped through the staircase and is currently at large.
Oh, that guy's never getting caught. If he's that much of a professional, he has several underground railroads to go to.
Here's the thing. With everyone wearing masks now.
Right.
Now is the time to pull some high-stakes crime.
Yes. Or low-stakes. Did you see those kids dressing up like grandmothers with masks on?
Yes,
to
I
buy
did.
Beers?
What?
It's like... fucking perfect. That's the new trench coat two people thing.
That's
is just put on an old gray wig, a mask, and just walk all rickety into the liquor store and get whatever the fuck you
want. I need my medicine. God.
Being 4'10", that's every Italian grandmother.
they're just like, buy Zambuca. Zambuca and a six of Rolling Rock.
Trying to paint a meatball. My mistake.
For this story, Zach, there is a little bit more that it was revealed.
Please.
He was being sued by a criminal jailed for using his prank calling app.
Yeah.
So that's the only motive.
So it was the guy that got murdered's app?
Yeah. It was called Prank Dial. It says the app Prank Dial was successful, but also got him in trouble. He was being sued by someone over it. A former prison deputy director used it to listen to employees' calls when they talked about him. And then he sued Saleh, claiming the app deceived him by making him think what he was doing was legal. It's pretty stupid.
Isn't that, that's so funny to sue somebody because you were too lazy to look up the law.
Yeah. And so instead of being like, oh, egg on my face, you're like, let's murder him.
Yeah, it's like that old Geraldo bit where he was talking about people suing McDonald's for making them fat. Look what you've done to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so good.
I mean, that's wild, man. So they have him on security footage following him in.
Yeah.
I wonder if he knew the guy was following him or if he was like maybe he lives in, maybe he lives in 7B.
Well, that's the thing. That type of apartment at 2.5, I assume they have to have a panic room, right? Like every apartment in the millions.
Why isn't there a doorman? They don't have a fucking doorman? Are you kidding me?
There was a doorman because that's how his sister got up to the apartment. Is the doorman recognize the sister?
But he didn't recognize a guy dressed all in black
it appears
with a chainsaw?
It may have looked like he walked in with him. He says he was also carrying a briefcase.
Of course
it was. With a saw in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a briefcase. It was a DeWalt like saw holder.
I believe it was an electric saw he used.
Oh, so the daughter or sister? You said
I guarantee it was a sawzall because those look like briefcases.
You ever see the movie where they like lay out the satin and then every brand new butcher knife and fucking scalpel known to man? It's like it was probably that. I mean, and also, so the daughter made it all the way up to the apartment, sister. The sister.
So she rang the bell.
Where'd that guy go? Did he go out the fucking fire escape?
They said he went down the staircase and got out before she got up.
Why'd she ring the bell? How'd she get in the apartment?
The doorman let her up.
Into the actual apartment. She rang the bell.
I think the elevator goes into the apartment based on reading the article, and the doorman buzzed her in, and then when it buzzed, upstairs is what made the guy know someone was coming.
Yeah, we're such poors. We think like the elevator opened up to like 48 apartments. It's like this guy just had the floor to himself.
Like Ralph's apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are definitely some fucking body parts in Ralph's apartment.
By the way, that's the weirdest thing about an apartment like that. Like, is that his elevator opens into his living room?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just sitting there, like, and you could be watching anything.
Someone can get in there by accident.
And the elevator opens.
Yeah.
With people in there. And they're in your home now. Now, because the elevator for a brief moment is a room in your home.
Yeah.
And they're just staring at you.
That's horrifying.
But it's pretty swanky, dude. How does a chick not fuck you if your elevator opens into your apartment?
Because you're disemboweled.
Well, and you also already paid for her.
Yeah.
How does it?
You already had her shipped here.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
She's got the UPS stamp over her mouth.
Wayfair.
Imagine like getting that apartment and just being like, wow, I've achieved everything. I'm on top of the world. Nothing bad will ever happen to me. Sir, what are you doing?
Now, they have to tell whoever gets that apartment next, right?
Yeah, right? Isn't it like Carfax?
Yeah.
They have to let you know what your apartment has
just
been through.
Just to let you know, this is haunted by a man named Fahim.
This is haunted by six ghosts that are pieces of one man.
Wait, Shannon, is that a New York City law, or is that a law anywhere that you have to?
All right,
awesome.
Wow. It also might be an urban legend that we just think from movies that they have to tell you if there's a murder in your home.
Yeah, they probably don't.
We may be, because you figure any older New York apartment, somebody's died in there.
Right.
Maybe they have to tell you somebody was murdered in there.
Mm.
Or so, maybe something I made up from a movie.
It is across the board that if you ask the question, that the landlord has to answer you truthfully. I'm just trying to find out.
Well, if there's one thing landlords are known for, it's their cunning truth telling.
It's like if you ask someone, are you a cop? They have to tell you, right?
Yeah.
Is that fake?
I think that's fake.
Ah, fuck.
Or have you asked the cop that right before you're about to blow him?
No, I got arrested one night because I was like, are you a cop? Are you a cop? And they didn't say anything, and then they followed me out, and I got arrested.
For what?
Drinking in public.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that that is now, you know, and I'm sure everybody's talked about this, but I'm in and out of the city. I love that that is now a norm, and I hope it's a long-standing after effect.
They are getting rid of it.
Open container?
Yep. No more takeout.
Yeah, more takeout drinks. Got to be seated customers.
What the fuck? McDougal should be Bourbon Street. Like, that area, there should be no through traffic of cars. It's like, fuck that. Even just rope that off and, like, have it as whatever.
You know who would hate that? The people that live there.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, it's already that.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
People are already throwing up on the sidewalk, so I don't think it would change so gross. Much. You know, there's people golfing fucking milk
cartons. I just don't get why that's okay in, like, Europe or New Orleans. And here, people act like it's a monstrous crime to drink in the street.
I don't know.
I think it's just a way of collecting revenue.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's how weed should be looked at as well, where it's like this city could probably fix its deficit or whatever the fuck it's operating under with legalized weed.
Because anybody who's going to drink in public is going to do it regardless. Yeah.
And I'm smoking pot in public.
If you take away that $1 billion from the cop, you can gain it back by just taxing weed.
Right.
We fixed solved it.
Yeah. Figured it out, guys.
Yeah.
How many open containers do you have on you?
Me? Yeah. I've never gotten any. No shit. Those. I've never even gotten arrested for weed.
And got some open containers on you?
Yeah, that's why I got arrested.
You got arrested?
Multiple times.
You went to jail for it?
Yeah.
I just got tickets.
Yeah, well, I got tickets and I didn't pay it on time, so I had a warrant. So then they found out me.
I got cuffed and put on the hood of a cop car when I went to visit Villanova, and I was, are they going to come back in here unmasked? Watching. Lewis is so sweaty from even minimal exertion. But I was in the backyard.
Minimal exertion is how he made James.
Just half a pump.
And that's the show. That's the show, folks.
With all the power vested in me. But I was like pissing and throwing up in the backyard, and some guy like called me, and I thought it was my friend, and I went out to the front, and I just got fucking breathalyzed instantly.
Oh, God.
Cuffed, put on the thing. He said I could only be given back to a guy that was 21. I was 19 or 20.
Yeah, I could only Dahmer.
And I was like, I'm like blacked out. I don't even remember any of this. And I just called my friend Tim, who wasn't over 21, and I told him I needed to show him something.
And he was just dressed like a grandma with a mask.
Yeah, was just... No, but he gave his dead brother's ID.
Oh,
like,
God.
I didn't even tell him what he was facing. He just came there and we're like, you're over 21, right? And like flared his nostrils and gave an ID and was like, yes. God. And the guy put me into his custody. It's great.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I got one for drinking a Sparks in Union Square.
Sparks? What was that?
That was like the first alcoholic energy drink. It tasted like Pez.
Oh, that was like a precursor to Four Loko?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was weaker. Like, my buddy...
Yeah, it wasn't powerful.
Oh,
my friend Andrew would
Sparks.
Drink a Sparks and be up for 2 days. I was like, you are a bitch, dude.
But yeah, that was like the precursor. That was like... Sparks is for like, I'm not committed to doing coke yet.
Right.
But I would like to know what it's like to be up and drunk.
It was for sorority girls that didn't want to get like dragged home by their hair.
And I think originally it was made... when it went off the market, the exact reasoning was that it made... alert belligerent drunks.
Dude, so many fistfights happen in Geneseo because of that stupid drink. I watched sorority girls get into fistfights. I've fought fucking fraternity dudes because of Sparks. It's a true party nightmare because, you know, it's that thing where you're like, you feel wildly energized aggressive when you should be kind of like slinking into your couch.
And I just got a ticket, but I had to go pay it at the courthouse. And by the way, I was 19 and did not get charged with underage drinking. No one, they never put that one together.
Yeah.
And awesome. So I just had to pay, like, it was literally like $25. And they're like, can you pay that all now or do you want to do that in increments?
Yeah. I wonder why we all got away with these things.
And the guy in front of me online at court.
I was
you have a rash?
Yeah, I have a rash.
The guy in front of me online when I went to go pay the ticket is burned in my brain because I will never forget this dude. Big black dude. Basketball jersey, shorts, and he's got a giant tattoo on his arm of a tiger, like from the top of his shoulder to his elbow, and then above it said horse.
Use the pre-wood.
Awesome.
And I've never figured that out. I mean, I guess maybe he sold heroin.
That is a top 10 tattoo if I've ever heard one.
I mean, it was a giant tiger that said horse.
Horse.
Maybe it was just the name of his cock. Well, this has been Bye Guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. I've been Zach Amico. This is Mike Gannon. Thank you for joining us, Ian Finance.
Let's do one more. Finally, reckoning has come for Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, no shit.
Finally, after everyone who's ever worked for her saying she is a monstrosity.
And all of my work on the front lines. I put together an entire
sketch series.
Oh, that's right. You're the one that broke the case wide open.
Yeah, dude. I'm Hannibal.
Yippee-ki-yay, yeah. Motherfucker.
Hell yeah, dude. I should get so much more credit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you could pull this up, guys. Former Ellen DeGeneres Show employees claim they were subject to toxic work environment. I remember talking about this a few months ago. There was a Twitter thread of a former Ellen employee who said, if you have any stories about working for Ellen, comment here. I remember her getting a waitress fired for having chipped nail polish.
What? It says no specific claims were made against DeGeneres.
Also, in that first outfit, was she intentionally going to Hogwarts?
Shannon, give me the gist of the article, or whoever brought up the article. Somebody tell me.
All right, so I read a little bit into this. So apparently, like you said, a bunch of people have been trying to gain these little stories about Ellen DeGeneres, and I guess a bunch of them are coming from their producer here. I'm looking for a direct quote. Sorry, one second.
I mean, we know people that have worked with her for a long time, and these stories have been circulating.
Yeah, well, we know she's garbage. She crossed the picket line during the writer's strike.
Right.
She got rid of her head writer, who I think was her collaborator for years, because she wouldn't work during the strike.
Right.
So she's garbage, because she's a comic.
During quarantine, which hasn't been spoken about enough, she hired an outside production squad to put together her home show. They're not even union.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't understand how more people just even in SAG or whatever aren't like, wait, fuck that. Well, why is that happening?
I like when she dances.
I do too. And I'm not even like, I kind of like her stand up, obviously, you know, Neil Brennan writes it. But
I loved her stand up.
I thought she was Neil Brennan.
Her stand up in the early 90s was very funny.
It was great.
Yeah. It all went downhill once she came out of the closet. This has been Bye Guys.
So I know also apparently she has a bowl of gum and mints outside of her office and no one is allowed to speak to her without having a mint or gum first because she has a sensitive nose, and she reserves the right to send anyone on the crew home if she feels they are not clean enough.
I stand by that.
I thought you were going to be like, she has gum and mints in a bowl and she put razor blades in them.
Honestly, those type of rules would serve this studio well.
Yeah, who would work here?
Nobody. Lewis gives all of the employees...
Enjoy getting your own coffee.
Lewis does a prison shower before anybody comes in here, shoots them with a fire hose, and then throws powdered soap in their face, and then they're allowed to work for the day.
I mean, people have been collecting stories for a while. Is anything specifically...
So the executive producers put out an official statement to E! News that they are taking the claims, quote-unquote, very seriously, adding in a statement, "We are truly heartbroken and sorry to learn that even one person in our production family has had a negative experience. Oh, it's not who we are and not who we strive to be and not the mission Ellen has set for us."
I'm just upset they got caught. Nick Cannon, the only reason he's apologizing is because he got in trouble for it. And he apologized to the Jews, but not to the whites.
Yeah, that was hilarious. I mean, who cares? Who cares what he says? There's so many people that believe that. It's like, at this point, like, you know what I mean? We're the real Jews as opposed to the other Jews.
Yeah, go to Times Square on the weekend. That's literally a belief stage. System.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you're allowed to believe that, like, Christ came back after 3 days or Xenu fucking took a shit in an alien's mouth, it's like, yeah, that should be also up for grabs. Who cares? Like, you're all fucking hypocrites. You all believe in some wild out there shit.
Yeah. But the fun thing is, now, if Nick Cannon is fully into that whole, you know, blacks are the real Semites thing.
Yeah.
Somebody has done a great job of keeping his views of gay people hidden.
Yeah. He grew up religious, too. So
that's what's so funny about Dwayne Wade. It was like, I support Nick Cannon. He speaks the truth. It's like, well, wait till Nick finds out about your trans child.
Yeah.
See how well you guys get along. You fucking goofy asshole.
Because there's one thing, and I'm going to sound like I'm going on a soapbox here, but one thing we never said is, like, we have this current narrative presented to us. You know, the evil white man, white people are the only racist people.
Sure.
Yes.
We are never going to talk about... Dude, You ever get like hardcore Asian views on other cultures?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. They have like a, I think they call black people black ghosts.
Well, I was watching Patrice on Fallon yesterday, and he said something. He's like, man, you're doing something really out there, Jimmy Fallon. He's like, you brought blacks and Asians together, and we are natural enemies. And it's like, it's fucking hilarious. Yeah. And even Spike Lee during Do the Right Thing, he had that great scene where everybody was saying wild shit about each other. And it's like, listen, obviously racism exists in the terms of oppressor and oppressed, where the people that hold the power are the only ones that can, you know, activate racism, but prejudgment and all that shit, and yes, people locking other cultures out of their own shit, that totally exists within every single yes race.
Ask Cubans about Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
Ask Dominicans about being called black.
Yeah, or yeah, Haitian.
You'll get in trouble. You told that be good for you.
Is that an impression?
Yeah. That
canceled.
Was
All right. Let's do one more and get out of here. What do you guys say?
Yeah.
All right. This one. 19-year-old Washington woman caught on a Ring camera raping two boys between the ages of 5 and 9. So I would assume one was 5 and 1 was 9.
Yeah. Imagine they were like 7 and 8. Seven. But they're just like,
they're both 7.
Yeah.
We just wanted to throw you off the trail. Maya Lopez, 19, was caught on a doorbell camera apparently raping two boys aged 5 and 9. First of all, can someone explain? What? Doorbell camera is outside the door, right?
Right, yeah, yeah. It's a Ring cam. It has a wide thing, so maybe it caught the whole porch. But where was she raping them? On the fucking wicker swing?
Yeah.
What an odd... Okay. Now, I know the word rape gets thrown around. Was she getting double-teamed by children in front of a door?
Or
it just says that she was, the video showed she was performing sexual acts on the young boys.
What?
So maybe blowing them?
Maybe she was on a spit.
She was just going skiing?
maybe skiing five dance.
Skiing five dance.
Police were dispatched and she ran.
Skiing 5 and 9 dance.
And flailed her arms, adding a charge of obstruction of a law enforcement officer. Flo, I mean, I guess that's like the Team America distress signal. That, like Kermit the Frog. She blew two kids and ran down the street like Kermit the Frog.
It's not easy being green.
Her legs are just doing wheels.
And after caught, she said that it was just today that it happened.
Yeah.
So it wasn't something she regularly does.
People are, I mean, have you heard or read any articles about the psychosis connected to COVID, where some people are like hallucinating and seeing tigers and like actually going, like losing their fucking mind?
Seeing no, tigers tell me named it. Horse.
I mean, that's all yes. I know. I read like 3 sentences, but there is
yeah.
something going on where it's affecting people's brains to the point where they're just losing their minds
totally.
Momentarily and then like come to like a fucking werewolf after, you know, in the yeah. morning.
It's just naked in a zoo?
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
It's like, what the fuck did I just do?
Totally.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. But
totally.
that is a wild...
See, the thing
I want to know what the definition of rape is on the porch.
The like, thing
was
that
there
sticks
penetration
out to me is that...
Rape?
You just want to hear details.
Ring yes. light, the fact that it's on a ring light... Like, that's what the Ring camera, that's what I want to know the most.
Because uh-huh. that house
they were
was
out,
it?
Yeah. Were they, it was the kids' house?
This is right. the image that they shared, so I'm guessing maybe this is
Whoa.
The view.
Were they in a car?
It doesn't specify.
Oh, man.
The Yamanika Police Department, what's it say? Oh, Yakima.
Oh, so Washington?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Dude, some
crazy.
Wild shit's been going on in Washington, too. Like Tacoma and all this shit. You're totally
like
right.
There's jazz.
Like, yeah, that whole jazz thing is fucking insanity.
What a kooky idea.
Yeah, they're like,
I don't know about this.
Dude,
jazz is the lawless like square block where people have set up their own fucking town.
And they're like,
that is
we don't need police.
From...
We all get along. Yeah. There's a guy live streaming. He was like, look at the beautiful graffiti and art we've done, and he got his phone stolen mid live stream.
And also, they're like, we're not recognized as a part of the U.S., but we, you know, we go to the deli around the corner. That's not necessarily
yeah,
within
yeah,
the
yeah,
jazz
yeah,
limits,
yeah.
and that's how we get food.
Well, you know, we use our passport, dude. Yeah, and they there was a car driving around with two black teenagers, and the hired Chaz security force murdered them, and they were like bragging about it. They're like, look how good his shot was in the car, and it's like. Oh, so you got rid of the police and then hired your own police.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's such hypocritical, insane bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know why that is even tolerated for 1 second.
Dude, America, freedom, baby.
We create our own black killers. Thank you.
They basically did.
Yeah. I don't know, man. All these people that want like this lawless no-cop society, I guess they've never been to San Francisco at night.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, the place where me and Lewis did our fucking show in San Francisco was like a beer garden. Mm-hmm. The Uber dropped me off a block and a half from the club, and I'm going, why the fuck did he drop me off so far? And then I realized that he wouldn't drive through the block it was on because it was all tents.
Oh, my God.
Like a shanty town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, right, that and you right have to hurdle homeless people shitting.
Literally,
in the
people
middle
were
of the
shitting
street.
And puking on the show. Like, literally, God. Just it was like a zombie game.
Right.
Like, they would just come from nowhere and puke in front of you, and you got to, like, stop, turn, get around it.
I mean, isn't there a healthy medium? Isn't there a healthy medium from don't kill people?
Yeah.
You know, and then also kind of keep things within a nice, we're all safe, we're cooperating with each other, and this is how we live.
And then you get a few blocks from there, and all, like, the department stores and all that at night have spikes that come out of the ground.
What?
Oh, so they can't lay out
so
front?
So they can't lay in front of the stores at night.
Wow. It's like those Jesus things on the Christ. Ledges in New York, right? Yeah. Those fucking
little... But all the sidewalks in front of any business have literally like night spikes.
It turns into a guts.
Yeah.
Homeless people aren't mentally ill. They're just trying to find the crag rock.
But do you think there's the guy that's like, it's like a bed of nails. I could do this.
Oh, yeah, right?
Oh, it's the fucking... Oh, it's gross.
Dude, this whole, like, abolish of policing is just so crazy because it's hurting poor communities. That the police are necessary to stem crime.
Right.
And it sucks that they use intimidation and physical force. There needs to be reform. But the fact that people just want no cops... A father was gunned down in the Bronx holding his daughter's hand in mid-daylight.
Right.
I've heard recently that isn't, like, 8th and 9th Avenue going back to, like, old-school New York? Like, apparently there's a lot of heroin issues.
Are you trolling?
Have you heard this?
Yeah. Up and down.
It is a cruiser's dream. No, but dude, I was riding my bike down 2nd Avenue yesterday, and every couple blocks, it's just crazy people screaming, walking in the middle of the street, screaming. It's like Paperboy. Remember that game when people come out of the house? You're like, ah! So I throw newspapers at them about my dad.
This is another thing Mike and I were discussing before. Do we think, are we coming back to an old New York? Of like the 70s,
the
80s,
baby.
People had wanted that. They were like, make New York scared again, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, New
and
Fair
then,
City.
It's like, we got it, baby. We're fucking, violence is on a spike, and
do
we have a virus we
was?
Don't quite understand. Yeah. Welcome back to the 80s.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
Do you think this will result in a mass exodus of Manhattan from rich people?
Well, it's already happened. And now when unemployment runs out at the end of the month and people got to pay back pay on rent, it's going to be fucking chaos.
Yeah, but from rich people, I don't see them selling what they own. I see them leaving. Yeah, and just going
and that space
to Jersey.
Could be used to house some of these people, but it ain't going to happen.
No, man. Why would you do that? Why would you use that to in your penthouse?
Well, that's the all this office space is never going to be used again. If they turn that into housing in some form of, you know... Like turning the police instead of being these fucking stormtroopers, making them
take mushrooms.
Take mushrooms and a mental health class and then fucking address actual issues for rehabilitation.
It should be the last day of academy.
And
everybody needs
instead
to
take of getting tased,
4 grams of mushrooms and sit in a circle and listen to stories about oppression.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's the new reform, baby.
I love it.
Hell yeah. And then change chemtrails into psilocybin.
Yes.
Right?
Dude, you got to bring back down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Oh, no, that guy's a fucking maniac still. He has gone full corona hoax.
Really?
Alongside a flat earth. It actually kind of reinforces the idea that the earth is flat because hoaxes make you gay.
Because... What?
That's about how much you can connect
the dots.
Does
he think the earth
saying.
Is flat because the virus spreads like this and it can't make turns?
It's like the Zoolander virus. It can't turn left.
Do you miss conspiracies?
I do. I mean, I
feel like that's got to be like a jolt or something you miss.
Well, it's also something that I still follow But I follow, like, the tangible corruption shit. So I'm all about, like, you know, the money and what's being funneled.
Right,
and
right.
The
stuff that's based in reality.
Media manipulation and, totally. You know, all that stuff. Like, everybody thinks I'm a hard left-hard, but I'm just, like, I'm pretty much seeing everybody being paid. And, you know, I have my own personal beliefs on social shit. And political stuff is kind of out the window because it's a fucking rigged game.
Yeah.
I have no, you know, what horse do I have in this race? I have no effect on this whatsoever.
Right.
So all I believe in is just, like, social equality and that shit. But, like, I miss arguing with somebody that vehemently believes the earth is flat if it goes for an hour and doesn't go for like 58 episodes in a row where it's like you can't even move on.
Right.
You know,
right.
It was cool to me to like argue Sandy Hook, argue the Boston Marathon. It's a frustrating fucking thing to talk to somebody that is 100% stuck in their ways, but it's also kind of interesting to see how a human being responds to their own trauma. Because like most of the people we interviewed were like, had a heavy trauma where their wife died, divorce, whatever the fuck, and then after that they awoke and the earth is flat and everything. You know, the outside world is fucking them because that's how this is, you know, the game is stacked. And it's like, it's hard to argue because some of what they're saying is true, but some of what they're saying is like,
right,
well, now we're in Game of Thrones.
Right
now your buddy that you hosted that show with, are you still in contact with him? Or
every once in a while, we'll
did
talk.
He lose his mind that the government had to acknowledge UFOs from that Tom DeLonge thing?
So he became so flat Earth that he doesn't believe that, he thinks that's fake. So like, you know, he thinks UFOs and aliens are bullshit. Space doesn't exist. We are the center. We are the, you know, epitome of existence. So he, I don't know where he stands with this, but what he was telling me is that like the Earth is flat could also be like, you know, picture an ice tray where we may be a thawed out cube, which, you know, sprout life. So beyond the walls may exist other thought out cubes. We don't know. But instead of a rock hurtling through an infinite abyss, you know, and we're taught to believe we're insignificant people, even though religion is believed by 90% of humans, then that's not the case. We are the center of everything. Good night, everybody.
What a fucking psychopathic. Yeah.
Well, I get it, though, because it comes from a place of needing to believe in something bigger than yourself. So my empathy is there for the person that has these staunch beliefs.
Well,
but
this
it's
what
also
happens
like,
when you all live in a massively secular society.
You have AIDS, Harrington. Huh?
I just tried to make a point.
I'm sorry. I was just giving the finger to somebody who certainly is crawling with corona.
I mean, he definitely is one of those guys on the streets that's just yelling. Yeah. That we were just talking about.
Harrington sleeps on spikes.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
He's used to spikes. Definitely.
Spike and he works for one, too. Spike.
He's used to spikes from getting fisted by Big J.
And also putting a spike.
That should
in his
be
arm.
The name of Gas Digital, by the way.
What sleeps on spikes?
Spike.
Spike.
For Lewis and Ralph.
Well, I don't get it.
It's a combination of slurs for both of them.
Yeah.
Ah!
That was real. That was real strong, man.
Woo!
Good.
I get it.
Do you want to do one more? Or you guys want to get out of here?
I'll do one more.
Fuck it. Let's do one
Ian,
more.
Ian wants to get out of the circular air as if it's going to do anything at this point.
Yeah. Ian, are you getting nervous?
No, I'm good.
Okay, so let's pick between two stories. We can either do this massive attack on Twitter where Apple, Biden, Obama, Musk, and others tweeted a Bitcoin scam. Right. I was unaware of this because I've abandoned Twitter.
So you guys are off. Do you even tweet, like, promo?
No. Nothing. I'm out.
Nothing.
I haven't tweeted in, like, 4 months.
Wow. Good for you guys.
I got kicked off of Twitter, and I've never reestablished my account.
How'd you get kicked off?
Some chick made this article about how South Park, like, made way for the alt-right and Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just wrote her name, like, and I retweeted it, and I replied, and I was like, is a bitch, is a big fat bitch, is the biggest bitch in the whole world. And I got suspended for that, and I was like, you know what, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
If I can't call that lady the biggest bitch in the whole wide world.
Right. Which is
a South Park reference.
Yeah. Which means there's no context or satire left.
Right.
Totally. So I don't want to be there.
Yeah. Good point. I haven't been on Twitter since like the end of June.
Good call.
It's maybe nice, right? I stopped reading YouTube comments and I left Twitter.
Yeah, I did that. I stopped reading that when somebody said, nice, they're like, oh, your special is brought to us by McDonald's, huh? Because we walk by a McDonald's in the opening. They just wrote some crazy shit about like, now I don't enjoy this because it's clear the product placement and you're just an industry-created maniac. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Jesus Christ.
I just don't have enough money to blur out the sign.
Oh, God. What insanity. Oh, yeah. Who's the clown? You were Ronald.
So we can do that, or we can look at Las Vegas man arrested for goading homeless man into doing a backflip for $6. The homeless man died shortly after.
Well, where do these people see bum fights?
I think we all agree. Let's do that one.
Yeah, for sure.
So, let's not make any assumptions about this man.
Okay.
Keontae Jones,
oh God,
28, was arrested Tuesday for felony willful disregard of a person's safety in the death of 55-year-old Larry Connor.
God.
So Keontae Jones, so let's assume this video was shot vertically.
Do we have the video?
Shannon, I think we do.
So, yes, I did, but since I took the notes this morning, it's been taken down.
They took it down.
I'm trying to find it somewhere else.
Well, for the replacement video, can we just see the video of Black Ninja doing a front flip? Remember that guy?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm good. And he just falls down.
I got it, and it is vertical.
Hold on. Yeah, so hold on. After the guy, he just turns it on himself and yells. Connor first approached Jones asking for money. Jones then offered the homeless man $6 if he did a backflip. Oddly specific amount of money.
Yeah.
That means he had $6 on him.
Right. Well, and good for him for willing to give all of it away.
Yeah. As Jones recorded, socialism. The homeless man attempted the flip, then landed on his head. As Jones continued... Sorry, it just got me. As Jones continued recording and laughing while telling other people not to help, I think that's probably the worst part.
Yeah.
Connor later died in the hospital from his injuries. Shannon, let's see the video.
This is awful.
Oh, no.
Drip.
Okay.
I got $6 from Lud. He about to hit a backflip. Watch him.
Okay, that was a cartwheel.
Oh! Oh my God, people are screaming.
Okay, pause. This is going to sound racist because it's going to sound it. The screaming.
Half of my guys does not endorse this. Continue.
No, but like, that's obviously a horrible thing.
Yeah.
But like, the screaming and the chaos doesn't help. It sounds exactly, you know, in The Omen when they tried to take Damien to the zoo? And just everything in the zoo went nuts at once and they had to drag him in the car and drive away. Why is that an appropriate reaction to a man dying?
I was going to say that was like an alley-oop at an AAU game. Everybody bum rushes the court and freaking screams in the camera.
How much more video is there? Does he say don't touch him?
I didn't. I was scared to watch the video beforehand.
Dude, the laughing is
it's 10 minutes.
Haunting.
It's 10 minutes.
It's 10 minutes.
What?
It's 10 minutes long.
Well, bring it back up.
Oh, no.
This guy, soulless monster.
He sleep. Oh, bless me, sleep. He didn't want to sleep. He didn't hit a backflip with the sleep.
Hoodsight.com.
For those of you who want to watch this at home, hoodsite.com.
Everything.
Fast forward.
He's asleep. Is that blood on the ground, by the way?
Bro! He's a janky bitch.
Oh.
This is...
He did a backflip. It was
horrifying.
I can't listen to this. There's blood coming out of his ears.
Turn it up.
I don't believe this, dude. This is like that guy in Buffalo.
No,
he probably had a blood pack behind him.
Yeah, he was
fake news.
Leave that nigga alone, nigga. Let that nigga. He'll be all right, nigga.
You ain't got no fucking remorse.
Right.
Take your $6, nigga.
Take your $6?
This is... Nuh-uh.
Did he give him the six? I'm just watching Zach watch this.
I'm watching Zach through his eye reflection.
This is also how I watch Two Girls, One Cup.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. No, and now, see, is this what killed him, though, them trying to pick him up?
Oh, God. Yeah, turn this off.
Shannon?
I feel sick.
I do, too. I'm going to pass out.
Shannon, fast forward, like, a few minutes. Let's see where we wind up.
I don't want to be a
on his head, nigga. That was like an hour.
He's still
ago.
Down.
That nigga still ain't got up on game. I said, nigga, go hit it in the grass, bro. That nigga landed on his head, on his neck.
Okay, so what happened to this piece of dog shit?
So he's out on bail right now. His trial is on September 12th, but he is out right now.
Can we put a pin in that and find out? Because I would love to see this guy cry in court.
Yep.
After doing that really fake, over-the-top laugh at a man dying. Oof. I would like to see him cry in court while 85 family members wail
on his legs.
In different purple, orange, and pink outfits.
He lived for 10 days in jail.
One of them has to be wearing a Looney Tunes shirt.
He died 10 days later. In the hospital.
I can't. I really would like you to turn.
He died from COVID.
Another one. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's an appropriate way to end today's episode.
I'm upset.
What an episode.
I feel like I'm going to be physically sick.
And that's how every Bye Guys episode should end. Guys, please do not attempt a backflip unless you're pretty sure you can do it.
Zach, I got 10. You can't do one.
I have 6.
I've got 4 for you. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Zach. That's Ian. Our guest today, the notorious FAG, Mike Cannon, one of my favorite people. Thank you for being here.
Better than Real Ass Podcast.
Yes, isn't it?
Better than Real Ass Podcast.
There should be an
internal podcast war.
Yes.
Bye Guys versus Real Ass Podcast.
Yep. Oh, it's like my civil war, brother versus brother.
Yes, battle the fats.
I split myself down the middle, and it's two regular-sized men fighting.
One of them's wearing a red trucker hat and a red shirt. One of them's wearing black.
Oh, I love it. The Hatfields and the McCoys.
The fat fields.
Woo! Fuck you, Real Ass Podcast. There's a new sheriff in town. Boo, 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 boo.
This is Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you real soon.
Thanks, guys. Bye, 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 bye.
That's all, folks.